This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Catherine Bellen, CATHERINEBELLEN. Date of birth 09/03/1943. Date of appointment January 9, 2025. Requesting physician David Lai, DAVIDLIU. Dear Dr. Lai, I have the pleasure of seeing Catherine Bellen today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 81 year old right-handed Caucasian woman who was in Wells Nursing Home. She was seen by Dr. Cummings, C-U-M-M-I-N-G-S, who is a neurologist. Then she was transferred to the St. Johnsville Nursing Home. Now she is living over there. She's having confusion. Her short-term memory is declining. She wants to sleep, could not walk, eating slow, not talking. Sometimes she talks and but does not make sense. She was tested for UTI and it is negative. She becomes confused on and off, feels depressed and worrying, feels weak, cannot walk. CT of the head done on November 30, 2022 was negative, but shows some enlargement of the ventricles. She has an incontinence and difficulty walking. Past medical history, hypertension, seizure, adjustment disorder, type 2 diabetes, chronic ischemic heart disease, TIA, mitral insufficiency, history of fall, hyperlipidemia, depression, lymphedema, gout, past surgical history, cholecystectomy, appendectomy, tubal ligation, right oophorectomy, right arm fracture with the metal rod, allergy to penicillin, Bumax, cefaclor, digitalis. Her medications are aspirin 81 mg, cholecalciferol, clonidine, hydralazine, Lasix, Lexapro, 5 mg, omeprazole, potassium chloride, Topral, Excel, Tylenol. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, lives in the nursing home. Family history, not available. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she's having a confusion. Physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowels are present. Next supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice sinusitis, and but edema of the lower extremity is present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake. I did mini mental status examination. She scored 24 out of 30. No aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug. Normal hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Motor system examination. Strength 5/5. Deep tender reflexes. Upper extremity 2/4. Lower extremity 1/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pain prick and vibratory sensation in. Hey! In both hands and feet. She came into the office in a wheelchair. Assessment and plan. 81-year-old right and a Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, late onset Alzheimer's disease. Number two, depression. Number three, rule out normal pressure hydrocephalus. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the CT of the head. I would like to increase Lexapro to 10 mg PO daily. May need a separate medication for dementia later on, but she has a chronic diarrhea. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.